Random House Audio presents Why is God Laughing? Spiritual Optimism and the Path to Joy by Deepak Chopra. This is Deepak Chopra. Chapter 1. Grace shines like a sliver of light. It penetrates the universe, undeterred by distance or darkness. You won't see it, but it knows where it is going. At any moment, someone may be touched by its mysterious power. Even Mickey Fellows. On this particular day, Mickey was speeding through the valley in his black Cadillac Escalade, keeping half an eye out for cop cars. The LA sun glared off the freeway, but for Mickey, sitting behind his tinted windows and wraparound shades, it could have been twilight. "Say that again," he muttered into his cell phone. "The club owners aren't happy. They say the new material isn't funny. They want the old Mickey back." It was Alicia, his agent. "Screw 'em. They should kiss my derriere that I even bothered to show up." Mickey Fellows had movie offers from two studios. His last divorce made the cover of People magazine. The only reason he worked the comedy clubs at all was to keep his feel for live stand-up. "Forget the whole thing," he said. "You signed a contract, Mickey," Alicia reminded him. "Break it. What do I pay my lawyers for?" Alicia didn't back down. "You don't want to play it that way. Be nice now so you won't have to beg later." She had a gloomy appreciation for fame's sharp fangs. "You're going to need those clubs someday." "God forbid." Mickey lit up another menthol merit. If you could look down on the human race from an infinite distance, every man was on the freeway that day. God has the advantage of witnessing every lifetime at once, erasing all differences. Like the rest of us, Mickey gave little thought to his soul. He didn't want to face painful truths, so he managed to distract himself almost every waking hour. Mickey hated it when Alicia lectured him, so he figured it was time for a laugh. "I've got a good one for you," he said. "My grandfather's 80 years old, and he still has sex almost every day. He almost had it on Monday, he almost had it on Tuesday, he almost had it on Wednesday." Alicia was silent. "I think I have another call coming in," said Mickey. "No, you don't." "I'm not kidding this time," Mickey said. "Hold on." He pushed a button. "Hello? Is this Mickey Fellows? Who wants to know?" Strangers were always getting his number. "I'm calling from Cedar Sinai Hospital." Mickey felt a bead of sweat roll down his neck. He gripped the wheel tighter. "Yes?" In the few seconds between an impending disaster and its crash to earth, an amazing number of thoughts can race through your mind. Mickey saw himself at his annual physical the week before. His wife's face flashed before him as clearly as if they hadn't been divorced for 5 years. Cancer, AIDS, car accident. Faith's wheel was spinning and the arrow was about to stop. "I'm sorry, Mr. Fellows. It's your father." "Did he fall? Someone's supposed to be watching him," Mickey said. He had hired a full-time housekeeper for his father, a placid Guatemalan lady who knew little English. "Your father got the best care in the ER. Everything possible was done to revive him, but he couldn't be saved." Mickey didn't hear those last words. As soon as the voice said everything possible was done, a roar in Mickey's ears drowned out everything else. "When did he die?" The voice on the phone, a woman's and probably a nurse, started to explain, but the roar kept blocking it out. "Wait a second," said Mickey, pulling off onto the shoulder of the road. He breathed deeply and shook his head, like a swimmer knocking water out of his ears. "Could you repeat that?" "He was brought in unconscious by EMS. It was a massive coronary. Your name was in his wallet as next of kin." Mickey felt faintly nauseous. "Did he suffer?" The voice tried to sound reassuring. "If it's any comfort, this kind of heart attack is usually quick, less than a minute." A minute that felt like hours, Mickey thought. All right, I'll be right there. Will I find him in the ER? The woman's voice said yes, and Mickey hung up. He pulled out into traffic and raced to the next exit. The news had come as a shock, but he didn't cry. He didn't know how to feel, really. Larry, the old man. Mickey's mother had died young of breast cancer. Her side of the family was prone to it. His father, on the other hand, was tough as nails. A joke popped uninvited into Mickey's head. A middle-aged woman drops dead of a heart attack. When she gets to heaven, God says, "There's been a terrible mistake. You're not due to die for another 40 years. The woman wakes up and goes home. She figures she's got such a long life ahead of her, she might as well look good. So she goes in for plastic surgery. Facelift, boob job, tummy tuck, the works. 2 months later, she's crossing the street and a bus hits her. This time, when she gets to heaven, she says to God, "What's going on? I was supposed to live another 40 years. And God says, "Mabel, is that you?" Usually Mickey found comfort in his own jokes, but this one was followed by a wave of guilt. It was no time for humor, yet that was how his mind worked. He couldn't help it. The ER waiting room was a tense place, the air heavy with suffering. Desperate faces glanced up at anyone passing by, hoping it might be a doctor. Mickey marched up to the admitting desk. When the nurse heard his name, she said, "I'm sorry for your loss, Mr. Fellows. This way, please." She led him through a set of swinging doors, down a corridor lined with gurneys. On one of them, a boy with his head swathed in bloody bandages sat upright, softly moaning. They stopped at the swinging doors at the end of the hall, and the nurse stood aside. "Are you ready?" she asked. "Give me a moment, will you?" said Mickey. "Take your time. The doctor will be right inside whenever you're ready," she murmured. To settle his nerves, Mickey tried to imagine how Larry's face would look in death. Instead, another joke popped into his head. God and the devil were arguing about the fence that separates heaven and hell. "Your side's falling down," said God. "Just look at it." "So what?" said the devil. "We're both responsible for keeping up our side. Mine is perfect." The devil shrugged indifferently. "So what are you going to do about it?" "If you force me to, I'll get a lawyer and sue you," said God. The devil only laughed. "Give me a break. Where are you gonna find a lawyer?" Mickey chuckled, then he caught himself. "Jesus, why can't I act normal?" he muttered. "Pardon me?" said the nurse. "Nothing. I'll go in now, thank you." Somehow, in his entire 37 years, Mickey had never seen a corpse. The lights in the room had been dimmed. A shape lay under a sheet on a table. "Jesus, Dad, you couldn't give me a heads up?" It was amazing how death stilled the air around it. Mickey pondered that and tried not to shiver. The smell of disinfectant made the room feel colder than it was. Minutes passed. Mickey pinched himself, trying not to think of another joke. A Catholic, a Protestant, and a Jew die and go to heaven. At the pearly gates, St. Peter says, somebody coughed softly next to him. "Mr. Fellows, I'm Dr. Singh." The joke flew out of Mickey's mind. He turned to the Indian man in green hospital garb with a stethoscope around his neck. "I didn't mean to intrude," the young doctor murmured. He looked like he could be 20, except for his bristly black beard. Mickey felt a twinge of guilt. "He thinks I was praying." The doctor made a reassuring motion with his hand. "You can come closer if you want," he said. Neither of them spoke as the young doctor pulled the sheet back. It wasn't nearly as hard to look as Mickey had feared. His father could have been sleeping. Larry's color wasn't pale yet. Even at 70, he was a demon for keeping a good suntan all year. "He looks peaceful." Dr. Singh nodded. "Do you want to know exactly what happened?" "I wasn't on duty when he came in, but I've reviewed his chart. Sometimes family members want details." "Just a few," Mickey said. He wondered if most sons would be reaching under the sheet to grab their father's hand. Larry's hands were folded over his chest. Would it be creepier if the flesh felt warm or cold? It was an acute myocardial infarction.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?